Welcome back. Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. T.O. Sorial here, Scott Blumenthal, Brad Ballard. We've got ZZ Top today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah. Oh, oh. LaGrange. Classic.
Oh, I introduced my kids to LaGrange.
And oh, ZZ yeah.
Top, and they jam in the car now. They're like, "Dad, can you play that song?"
Dude, you know what it's about, right?
Yes, but they like the guitar.
I assume it's about that city in Texas.
It is about LaGrange.
Okay, that's what I thought.
What is it about LaGrange that made that song a song?
I forgot. It was in the documentary.
Yeah, it's a social club. House of Ill Repute.
Oh. Women of the Night?
Yeah.
Okay.
So when you introduce your kids to it, let's just leave it very superficial.
We jam out to the guitar, man. That's about it.
All right, so here's the scary thing. This is unfair.
Have you ever seen ZZ Top play?
I have.
How three guys can make that kind of music, that much music, is mind-boggling to me.
It is. It's such a unique sound.
There's only three of them.
Such a unique sound.
And it fills the stadium.
Yeah, I saw them at the old reunion.
Yeah, I've seen them a couple of places. I saw them at, God, now I'm really aging myself. Memorial Stadium in Austin.
Okay.
Back in the dark ages, they were the headliners of the ZZ Top first annual Barn Stomp and Barbecue. Mm-hmm. They only did one, but it was the first annual, and it was lots and lots of bands, and they did not come on until 11 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
They still talk about that show. Anyway, so yeah, I saw them at Memorial Stadium in Austin, as
How
well
do
as
they sound live.
Fantastic.
They
sound the same.
Yep. Well, they're not Eagles kind of the same. You know, the Eagles sound just like the records. So you can one music critic once said, if you missed a concert last night, just put up a poster in your room and play the record. It sounded just like that. So the Eagles are always very close to their albums.
Mm-hmm.
ZZ Top's not quite so close. They're a little bit more freewheeling, but it sounded great.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got to that.
Good stuff.
It is good stuff. What were you saying?
So this is not verified, but you know, just like we saw the ticker tape or whatever on the 1:30 in the morning thing on North Carolina.
Yep.
I was reading on Twitter. I follow Wall Street Journal. And there's an article in the Wall Street Journal that came out overnight that said 50% of the people who've tested positive for coronavirus who have been vaccinated. Well, here, let me get it. Basically, more of them had the Pfizer vaccine for this new Delta variant. If you got the Delta variant and you tested positive, 50% of them have already had the Pfizer vaccine, both shots.
But it doesn't mean you're sick.
I mean you're sick, no. Yeah. But here we go. Find it.
All right. I don't understand all that, but that's okay.
Okay. It was just a little bit.
We were talking during the break. Well, I'm going to let Brad, remember what you asked me during the break about J-Kid?
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously it's a hot topic. I mean, you got a lot of coaches that are switching around and, you know, us being local here in Dallas, you know the situation with Jason Kidd. And I don't know if he's inked the deal yet, but, you know, we've got relationships with some of the players, and Kidd was one of them. You've got a good relationship with him, so I was asking your opinion on your thoughts on him becoming head coach.
I was pleased to see it. I'm not a expert by any stretch of the imagination. I've known him since he was a rookie, and remind me to circle back and tell you my Jason Kidd rookie story. But he's a extremely intelligent basketball mind. He is a very talented player. Obviously, is he in the Hall of Fame yet? Or if he's not in the Hall of Fame, he probably will be in the Hall of Fame.
Not probably.
Is he in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know. No, I don't think so, but he will be. He's got to be 5 years out, you'd think.
Yeah. So,
but
he's
got
to be a first ballot guy.
Oh, yeah. easily. But what I was not around J. Kidd as a coach, either in Milwaukee or in Brooklyn. So I really don't know what his style is and how he relates to the other players. As a person, I think he's very, very good for the Mavericks organization. He just reeks class. And I wish him luck. I really do. I think this is a good thing. But one of the other things, go ahead.
Yeah, no. So I was going to say, so then that spawned a thought on both Scott and I. Scott and I about this question of Hall of Fame players who have turned coaches. What is their record? Like, is there a Hall of Fame coach? Is there a Hall of Fame player that ever became a championship coach?
I think Pat Riley was a championship coach, but I don't think
I grew up in L.A., and when he was playing for the Lakers, and there was a commercial, local commercial, basically making fun of him as his gaffes as a player. He was a role off the bench player, and it was like the Wheaties commercial, like you didn't have your Wheaties kind of thing.
I think Don Nelson was a player, maybe not a huge star, and he became a great coach. I think Rick Carlisle, great example. Phil Jackson. But when you talk about Hall of Famers, I mean, I don't think Larry Bird had a really good coaching career. I don't think that Magic Johnson had a good coaching career.
Did he coach?
Magic, yeah. He coached the Lakers for about three months.
Uh-oh.
But somebody made a good point. Ginobili said Bill Russell.
He was a player coach. While he was playing, he was coaching.
But the question is, did he win a championship when he was a player coach?
I
know he's got championships, but I mean, did he win a championship? And in case
I'm pretty sure Bill Russell did. Yes,
I don't remember. Wait. I don't remember Bill Russell being a coach on the sideline.
One season, I think he was a player coach.
He was a player coach,
but not a sideline coach.
Right.
You're right. I think it was a player coach thing.
Okay, so if you use the player-coach mentality, then J. Kidd was a player-coach during the 2011 season.
No. He was the coach of the team and played.
I mean, like as an informal title?
Bill Russell was the head coach of the Boston Celtics for 3 years.
Yes.
Wow. I seem to have blocked that out of my mind.
Well, it was, even for us, it was, we were young.
Well, so was he any good? As a coach of the Celtics for 3 years?
Hang on, I'm looking at it right. I'm almost positive they won at least one title while he was the head coach.
Okay, so folks on Facebook are chiming in. David, Paul Westphal, I don't know if he was a Hall of Famer, but did Paul Westphal ever win a championship? I don't think Paul Westphal ever won a championship in the NBA.
He took Phoenix. He took Phoenix pretty deep. Yeah,
and Phoenix deep.
Piper says that J. Kidd was a 2018 Hall of Fame inductee.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
He won two as a coach, Bill Russell, by the way.
Two championships as a coach.
And for at least part of that, if not all of it, he was a player coach.
Yeah. I have a hard time wrapping my head around that player coach thing.
Are you a player or are you a coach?
Let's run this play. Here, give me the ball. Yeah.
Hey, how about we run this play for me?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Sounds good. Let's do it. Break.
All right, so can you imagine the last couple of minutes and they're drawing up a play and the coach is sitting there kneeling and he's I can't wrap my head around that.
Here, you.
Must have worked because you won two championships.
Well, he was the best player in the league at the time. Was he, I wonder if he was MVP of the league any of those 2 years. Or MVP of the finals any of those 2 years he was player coach.
Or coach of the year.
Or coach, good point. MVP and coach of the year. Wouldn't that be a unique combo?
Regardless, I wish Jason Kidd really good success. I mean, he's got Luka. I don't know exactly what is going to happen with KP, but hopefully he'll get past his injuries and you'll have two cornerstones.
He was already complaining about his role with the Mavericks.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. There's rumors of him getting traded.
Yeah. But
yeah. Jason Kidd rookie story.
Jason Kidd.
You said to remind you.
Okay. Jason Kidd rookie story. So two parts to that. He comes in for his rookie physical. Really nice guy. He comes in with his mom. I mean, how many players come into their preseason physical with their mom? He came in with his mom. I thought that was the coolest thing. And one of one of our first preseason games when he was a rookie was an exhibition that we played in Kentucky. And I want to say it was in Louisville. It was a long time ago. So because there was not an NBA franchise there, I traveled as the physician, so I traveled with the team. And it was J. Kidd's first NBA game, and he goes to the free throw line, and he throws up an air ball. His first free throw attempt as an NBA player was an air ball. And I'm sitting there talking to the guy next to me. I said, oh, my gosh, I hope he gets better at free throws. And, oh, yeah, he will. He was just really nervous. 10 minutes into it, I realized that was Jason Kidd's dad.
Wow.
I was making fun of J. Kidd throwing up an air ball to his dad.
Wow. That just goes to show you, man, you never know, like, particularly these games, who's around you, man.
Yeah. No, but he's, I mean, the whole, he's just such a class act.
I have a recollection at your office. Again, early in his career, he was in for some unrelated injury or something, and you have that
free throw line. Yeah.
And we had a free throw contest, and T.O. beat Jason Kidd in a free throw contest.
Close. He came back and won on the last throw, but that's all right. Look,
it was competitive.
I'm still angry about it, as a matter of fact, because I had a big lead going into it. Anyway, I'm glad. I'm glad. I think this is a good chapter for the Mavs, especially after the departure, at least the way that it all came down. So I think this is good. This is good. All right, quick little break. Inside Sports Medicine, 888-787-1310. Don't forget, we've got a Sports Medicine 101 coming up. Not this next segment, the one after that. T.O. Soriel, Scott Blumenthal, Brad Ballard coming right back.